Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven after the hour, it's actually an extension of the Good Day program. The next hour is devoted to the Talk Radio Countdown, the list of the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the week of August 15th to the 19th. Here to discuss the stories, the top 10 stories of the week and the top 10 people as we have time and as we can get to them is Jennifer Horn, doing mornings in KRLA and formerly, and perhaps who knows in where this goes in the future, but at any rate, she's been with me for a long time, and we've been waltzing together, strolling down memory lane for 17 years or so, since she was
I was in a stroller.
Going through, yeah, right. Walking through the park one day. Also, Jay Kirshner is here with us to talk about what it is that has gone on this past week in conversation, including we'll have the overview of a lot of the conversation from your point of view. We'll be going through the comments from social media, etc. The list starts at number 10 from Talkers, the focus on Roe v. Wade still. I don't think that's going to go away. Immigration, that's been a sort of perennial. Is that the right word, perennial? Perennial is going, ongoing, right? Keeps going? Yeah. I'm trying to figure how this got into the countdown. I mean, basically, the last three, the 8, 9, and 10 position, are not fillers, placeholders, but they're things that we always are talking about. And then 8 is race relations and Black Lives Matter and stuff. I don't find myself talking about that much on our program, Jay. I don't think we've talked about it at all. I don't think immigration is one of my hot button issues, but this isn't something that we've talked about a lot. The weather and the climate, that's being pushed, that agenda, in my mind, and I'd be very interested to hear from the two of you and also listeners on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter, Good Day On Air. I think that the climate change thing is being pushed so hard by the Biden administration, so hard by certain manufacturers, so hard by the advocates. It's almost, I've referred to it as a religion, because people get on this and, yeah, I was talking to somebody yesterday.
It's like people get addicted to this.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I was who was it that I was talking to? I don't remember. Somebody connected to my farming world. Who was talking about what we have to do to change the reality that we're in. It's like, it's just, this is news, like yesterday this just started. This has been going on, what's happening has been going on since the planet matured, frankly, and then we haven't done anything to help it. We've probably heard it with our burning of fossil fuel. But you know what I resent? I resent people trying to make me feel guilty because I drive a big car that uses gas. You know what?
Well,
it's none of my.
The question is how much, if you didn't, what would be the difference on the planet? And that's the thing, is that for so many people, because it becomes like a religion, they think that we have all of this control, when the truth is, even the most extreme measures only lower the heat on the planet by like 0.00000001.
Right.
And you have to have everybody in the world cooperate at the same time for it to even be effective. And do you think China and India care about this stuff right now? No, they're the top polluters. So believe in personal responsibility, but you can't dump everything out at all costs. You know, it's like to think that everybody's going to be able to drive an electric vehicle by next month is just stupid. When in California, where I live, we've had flex alerts going on because they can't keep the power grid on when it gets hot outside.
Yeah, and you know, how much more power does the charging station use to charge up the electric car? That's a question that has not been answered by any of the so-called experts.
And even just to manufacture these vehicles, how much output of pollution is going out there?
Well, they're going to make cars anyway, but
how
it just
marries us even more to China, which is ready to eat our lunch and already doing so. You have to rely on them for all of these components. I mean, it was kind of a joke in the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which was just signed this week and is one of the stories on the chart. It's that all of these electric vehicles, if you get one, you get some sort of tax credit if they don't have a component in them made by China. But all of these vehicles have stuff that's made in them by China. And the more we push for the green energy, the more you have to rely on them for the precious metals or rare earth minerals or whatever the heck they call them, and all the stuff that they drill for only in those areas of the world. And then we're just more embedded with a country that wants to kill us.
And that's true also when you get to number six, the Ukrainian war. Many of the things that we use in industry in our country and around the world have the stuff that they manufacture in Ukraine. For whatever the reason, they have the purest steel production. The steel is better produced there than anywhere else on the planet. I don't know whether it's because of the minerals that are in the ground, whatever it is, but that's part of what the Russians want. They're not telling you that, but they want the manufacturing capabilities that the Ukraine has been able to devise and develop since they were extracted, or they extracted themselves from the USSR. So, and it's more of the same go round. In a moment, I want to continue to talk about number six, the war and Putin's bridge. If you don't know about that, we'll tell you the story after this.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on the clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's have a round of applause, or a hearty welcome anyway, because I'm the only one here beside you, Elizabeth, so I only sound like one person clapping. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, website toploss.com. Do we still have the Dog Days of Summer sale, or what's the incentive?
We've got the back-to-school sale going on right now this week. It's back-to-school sale. We know everybody's super busy. It's the buy three, get three free. It is on our capsules, liquid, and new powder, flavorless powder form. It's on our website, toploss.com. And in addition to that, that special right there also has the free shipping. Now, if you want free shipping on everything, you can use the code Doug. That's going to get you free shipping on all orders. That's at toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Get to Elizabeth Miller. She's the star here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Coming up to 15 past the hour, the charts are focus here from the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner from KRLA in Los Angeles, Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Stephan. The number six item this week is the war and the bridge. This is a very interesting story. It goes back to when, remember, Jennifer, when you and I talked about how the Russians went into Crimea, they wanted to go there because all of the big timers in Russia wanted to go to the beach. It's like Southern California. Crimea beach, like,
but also it's where they get all of their goods and stuff that are brought into Ukraine. So it's got double value.
Yeah. It's a big port. Mm-hmm. So this is the story of the Crimean Bridge. It's also called the Kerch Bridge. It's actually two bridges and a road that connects the peninsula in Crimea to the mainland, that is Mother Russia. It's 11 miles long. Actually, they're the longest bridges in Europe and the longest bridges Russia ever built. When they invaded Crimea in 2014 to annex this part of Ukraine, this, by the way, we, the United States, and most of the Western powers still say that Ukrainian sovereignty holds, but the Russians laugh at that, and what they've done basically is an up yours to not only Ukrainians but everybody else who said, well, you guys really don't own that, and they say, prove it, in essence, because they built a bridge, and now all of the big-timers from Russia, they drive over the bridge to get to Crimea. And so now the Ukrainians, are they going to try to blow it up? I guess that's what they're trying to do, right? They want to. There've been some attempts to do it already, some explosions the past couple of weeks there.
Ukraine says that bridge has to come down one way or another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
What I think is funny is that we don't get any, and not funny, haha, but ironic, is that we don't get any images of the front lines of this war still today.
Why do you think that is?
I have no idea, but with all of the cameras, cell phone, journalists, whatever, mm-hmm. we don't have any frontline fighting. It's very strange.
So, but what could be the reasons? And let's speculate for a moment on the reasons that we are. Now that you mention it, I haven't really thought about it, but you're right. Remember when we went into Iraq, the television screens were filled with all those images for days and days and days. Not that we're the ones who are at war here, but so that whenever there has been a war involving other countries, the folks at CNN have been all over it.
You can see it. And for some reason, we can't see this war.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what is so weird about it, because we're spending a lot of money on a war that we can't see. And it's bizarre. And I don't think we're getting a good accounting of where our money goes.
Well, that's it.
Know.
Maybe is there sort of this business, the military-industrial complex? You must have talked about this on your program in KRLA, KRLA and LA, the idea of where's our stuff going?
Yeah. Well,
there's a black market over there. There are a lot of people who are now speculating.
Everybody wants to see Russia lose. I mean, I'm not switching sides here.
Yep,
but
right.
I also can acknowledge that at the same time that I'd like Ukraine to beat Russia, that Ukraine also has a lot of corruption in it. And so where is the money going? Do we get an accounting of that? And how much more? I mean, how much more is sustainable for our country when we're seeing the inflation and recession that's already looming around us? It's a lot to process when we don't even get images of a war or even the stuff we're paying for getting used.
So there's a poll that was done by the International Republican Institute, never heard of them before, finding 64% of Ukrainians think as a result of this war, their country will restore the borders, including Crimea, that existed in 1991, which was pretty much the time when the USSR, by that time the USSR had been pretty much completely, it happened under Mikhail Gorbachev, right? The end of the USSR, which was kind of
Gorbachev?
Tear down that wall. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was Reagan who got all of that stuff started, at least in my mind. My perception of it was that it was Reagan who got that started. Yep. All right, number five on the list is all of the crime. I mean, what else can we say about that? This week there are more instances. Every week there's a bang, bang, shoot 'em up. Every Monday, remember when you were on the Good Day program, Jen, Monday mornings, Monday mayhem, and that hasn't changed much, Jay. And I, on Mondays, talk about all
of
this.
How many people died in Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's
mm-hmm.
going on?
Right. And nothing changes. That's the thing. Nothing changes. There's got to be some, this is going to lead to some the catastrophic consequences of this, it seems to me, are just as long as your arm. We can't keep telling these stories and allowing this stuff, and people say, well, it's only because the news media is focusing on it. These things have been going on for years.
It's every week in Los Angeles, and it's getting worse. There's no punishment. No punishment for criminals.
Yeah. Yeah, you have those great leaders there in L.A. We have the, we'll talk about that later in the L.A. moment here on the countdown. Meanwhile, we'll pause for a few moments. Social media comments coming up next here at 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 23 after the hour here on the overview, the Talk Radio Review. The countdown, the charts, the subject matter. We always are asking questions on our social media, and soon, if we get our act together, we'll actually get that phone line to work. Meanwhile, you can connect to us on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, Good Day On Air. So the question, is there anybody who could run for president that almost everyone would like?
Nope.
Great credit.
Big question.
And Jennifer just said, nope.
Nope.
Nope. All right. So what are our listeners saying, Jay, to that question?
Donna Ray agrees with Jen, saying absolutely not. Impossible to please everyone, as people are so different in this world today. You have Donna Alou, who says former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, maybe. He always stood strong, but was very amicable.
What do you think about that suggestion, Jennifer?
I love
Scott
Walker. I liked him before Trump came down the escalator, and I dumped him like yesterday's garbage.
Nice.
But, the problem is that Scott Walker is known for taking on the union, so I don't know how much they would like him if he ran for president.
Mm-hmm.
I would like him.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they would like him.
Right. All right, who else do we have here in the spotlight?
Daniel Erskine says that he would vote for Trump if he runs, DeSantis if Trump doesn't run, assuming DeSantis does run. One person who has impressed him is Tulsi Gabbard. And we actually had a few direct messages of people who said Tulsi Gabbard as well.
Yeah.
Daniel continues that she is a soldier representative who cares about our country and her constituents.
What about anybody who said, I'll vote for Liz Cheney?
No.
Yeah.
There have it.
I'd vote for her.
No, you only vote for her because she thinks she's cute, which is still really weird.
No. I'd vote for her because she wants to keep Trump from being president, and I think that's an admirable, that's a worthwhile challenge, shall we say. Yeah.
Look at all of the Republicans in GOP who have been winning, and they've been, 90-something percent?
Just supported by Trump.
Back.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That sounds
a lot. I'm not in the majority by any stretch of imagination. I've never spent my life in the majority, so why should I start now? Right.
Well, I just think the number has got his approval has actually even gone up.
And Jennifer, he's being look at the trash that's following him. All of the indictments. This guy who yesterday got he said somebody. One of his accountants said that they cooked the books or something. I'm trying to paraphrase.
They didn't cook the books. They took gifts that they didn't acknowledge or something.
Ah.
How many accountants have done that? How many people have done that? How many
doesn't make it right.
have done that?
Doesn't
of course
make it, right.
it doesn't make it right. But they're going after him because he's associated with Trump, not because of the real severity of the crime. But that being said, after the FBI raid, I'm not making this up. His approval numbers have gone up.
Oh, I know they have. Absolutely.
Coalescing behind him because of the FBI.
Right. The Democrats did the same thing with this stupid move as the Republicans did with Roe v. Wade. They shot themselves in the foot. Trump even said it's going to hurt our party. And now the Democrats have helped the Republicans with this nonsense. It's just back and forth and up and down. Meanwhile, who's the most qualified person to run for president? I see Ted Cruz made the list here. Jim Jordan. I'm forgetting Jim
Couple
Jordan.
Couple TV hosts. Mike Rowe and Harris Faulkner.
Yeah, Mike Rowe for president. There you go. 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say the United States will likely see warmer than usual fall weather. NOAA adding the West and Northeast can likely expect warmer than usual temperatures over the next few months. The outlook also is calling for less rain in states like Colorado, Utah, Missouri, and Illinois. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is trying to close border gaps in the state with shipping containers amid 2 recent fentanyl busts at the Arizona border. At least one of the gaps is in Yuma, Arizona. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Doug Nichols joins Fox News to talk about the effectiveness of border walls.
We can go back to 2006 when President Bush sent the National Guard to build build a wall. We had a 98% drop in crossings that 1 year alone. It doesn't solve immigration, but it does make the country more secure.
USA Radio News. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky admitted the agency made some mistakes when issuing guidance for the COVID-19 pandemic earlier this week. She's telling Fox News the biggest issue was balancing getting the recommendations out quickly with being accurate with them.
What I told our agency is on that path to the finish line towards publication, we need to stop and pull over. We need to show our work. We need to inform policymakers. We need to update things along the way as we proceed to that finish line. We need practical, timely recommendations that look, take early peeks of the data and adjust along the way.
A Hank Aaron rookie card is breaking the record for the most expensive Aaron card ever. TMZ Sports reporting the 1954 Hank Aaron rookie card sold for over $700,000. The card includes two images of Aaron when he played for the Milwaukee Braves. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, it's 34 at the hour now on the Doug Steffen Your Day program, but we set aside an hour of our discussion each week so that we can have a comparative piece to go with the official countdown show. And so here Jennifer Horn joins us from KRLA in Los Angeles. Jay Kirshner is here from the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing now on number three, with the economy doing what it's doing. I thought it was interesting this week, even with the lower than expected numbers of unemployment, inflation pressure still is strong, and it comes from the jump mostly in the food index. Listen to this, ladies. The 12-month increase to 11%, the fastest pace since 1979. Remember the oil? No, you don't. When I keep saying that to you guys, you don't remember the oil crisis of 1979 when Jimmy Carter was president. That's why he lost to Ronald Reagan, because of what happened with the price of oil and what it did, what the energy index did, the electricity prices did. Now, electricity this year is up 15% from last year. The overall energy index has gone up 32%. That's with the price of oil, gasoline, the things that are petroleum-based, and then other things like electricity, most of which is generated by fossil fuels. Used vehicle prices up a point since last month. Let's see here. Transportation services and airline prices are now steady for the past month, but they're up 8% from last year. Let's see what else is there in here. Dow Jones Industrial Average kind of moved around a little bit to the positive. The cost of gasoline now is going down. You can see it. If you're paying, and I say this, I'll take my friends in California out of this equation, but if you're paying more than $4 a gallon for gas, you're getting jobbed. You're getting gouged.
You're getting jobbed in California paying $5.50. So.
Right. Well, a lot of that's you're getting jobbed by the state with all of the taxes. But I'm talking about what the barrel of oil price is down to $65-$70. A couple of days this week, it was $80. But it's way off at the height of The problem was $112, I think, $112 for a barrel, and that's when the prices shot up to over $4. So anyway, the gas prices in July went down at the pump, an average of, it depends on where you are, of 44 cents, some places 75 cents. But still, the price of fuel is 11% more this year than it was last year. But even though it's gone down, it was at one point in time, what, was it 18% higher or 20% higher? So anyway, the point here is that the numbers are all over the place. But the key here, house starts is high, but people can't borrow money as easily to buy a house. So the rental, what's being built are lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of apartments. In the town where I live, 800 new approvals for apartments issued in the last month. What's it like? What are they doing for building in California, Jen?
Oh, there's a ton of apartments, and nobody can afford to buy a house.
Right.
I mean, you've got houses that, you know, so funny, it seems so elusive. You hear Joe Biden talking about how he's not going to tax anybody in the middle class. He's only going to tax millionaires.
Yeah, right.
Well, that seems like a lot of money, but if you own a house in California right now, you're a so-called millionaire, even though it sure doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
Because houses, to buy anything, it's about $1 million, at least in Los Angeles. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, number two.
So overinflated, the house.
Number two and number one are kind of related. Two is all about the FBI raid and the Trump legal issues, and one is Trump and who he's supporting, and Liz Cheney losing in her primary election. Eric Trump has said the Republican Party, as of last Tuesday, is now the Trump Party. Eric, which one is that lives in Florida? Eric doesn't live in Florida.
Don Jr. lives in Florida.
Don isn't. That's
yeah, right. Eric is the blonde one.
Friend of mine is in Admiral's Cove in Jupiter, and what's her face? Guilfoyle is in the place where she goes for dinner. She's in there every night doing whatever. Everybody wants to talk to her because they think through her they can get to Trump. Who may
of course.
Maybe they can. Anyway. Let's see here the situation with the vote this past week. I didn't actually. What happened to Sarah Palin? I never really heard the end.
She won.
Of that.
Yeah, she won.
Win.
Yeah,
okay.
She moved ahead. They did something new in Alaska this time that it's hard to understand, but they did the ranked primary system.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
But she is moving on to the general election.
All right, so she'll win. Was it 60% of the people that were supported by Trump won? In primaries
90,
this week?
90,
no,
well, I don't know about this
something.
Week. He's at 92%.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so it's just, but why? What is there about, I ask this trying to be as objective as possible. What is there about Trump that so makes people adore him?
Because he's
not a politician. Of course he is.
First of all, he's not part of the swamp. It's not necessarily a politician.
He said he was going to get rid of the swamp, and then he had people in there who was the ag secretary.
I think he opened up the people's eyes just how deep that swamp really is.
Yes,
in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
I think he's also not afraid to speak out, and he speaks his mind, and he doesn't.
Why does he have to be
worry.
So rude? No, that's
I don't
what
know.
People
How
ask.
Do you think he's rude? I always wonder about this because I think what people think is rude is how the media like twists
now,
around things.
Watch, get some of the old video of some of the debates. There's no reason for the rudeness, the crudeness.
I would rather have someone who's, quote, unpresidential or rude who's actually doing a good job for the American people. I mean, are things today better for you than they were 2 years ago?
Are you asking me?
Yes, I'm asking
no.
you.
Not
right.
at all.
And
no.
I'm telling you right now that most
and they
people
weren't after
echo
Trump
those
either.
Sentiments.
Yeah, but it was the last time I could answer yes to that question. Now that you bring it up, I would say that I was better off when Ronald Reagan was president and Bill Clinton was president. From that point on, no, I would say. And when Obama was president, it was a disaster. When George Bush was president, it was a disaster for me and this business that I'm in. It was a disaster and never, ever has recovered. So that's just an individual overview. Anyway, the shots at Rhino Republicans, because I'm a, I guess I would consider myself, and you would too, Jennifer and Jay, a Rhino Republican in name
not,
only.
I'm not a Republican.
No, I am. No. I would, if I were still a Republican, I would be a Rhino, but I'm not a Republican anymore because.
But that means Republican in name only. So
yeah,
you, if you
that's what they say.
Yourself.
How dare you tell me that I'm not a good Republican because I don't like Trump? How dare you?
It's not about not liking Trump. The term rhino is used for people who go to Washington, D.C. in Congress, particularly, who promise their constituents that they're going to operate in a conservative manner, and then they don't. Correct.
What is the definition of conservative, though? That you could have a heyday or a picnic.
Oh, I talk
one.
About not spending money. I mean, look at some of the Republicans that come along on some of these spending bills and things. I mean, I think in those respects, rhino is an appropriate term. I think it gets overused a lot because people just like saying rhino, rhino, rhino.
Yeah, but they don't know what it really means.
In its true form, I think.
But see, I'm a true conservative when it comes to that stuff. That's what the real. That's what it means to be a conservative, is to stop wasting the money that we are paying to run this government. It's outrageous. The waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse in every single department. And nobody's curbing it. Trump didn't curb it. Maybe he tried to, but he didn't. And others who said they were going to didn't. And Biden doesn't even say he's going to because he doesn't. He's not interested. Let's spend some more money. Spend, spend, spend. All right, enough. Let me. I'm getting on my high horse. I want to talk about Liz Cheney in a moment because she is in the number one position on the countdown and in our focus here on the Talk Radio Review. It's 43 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here with the overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine that we specialize in reviewing on the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the Talk Radio Review. Stories at number 10, we start the focus on abortion and Roe v. Wade still there. Immigration is number 9. Relationships between the races, Black Lives Matter. Imagine that's still in the number 8 position. The weather and the climate, number 7. The war in Ukraine is number 6. The crime in America and the focus on guns, number 5. The COVID-19 monkeypox thing, I don't even want to put monkeypox in the same category because it isn't. The Centers for Disease Confusion is doing a good job of confusing us again. Number 3, the economy. Number 2, the FBI raid on Trump and more of that stuff as the week continues along. And Liz Cheney's loss, that's number 1 on the countdown this week.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have 2 daughters, and then 2 granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
on the people list from Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com and also gooddayshow.com. At number 10, Hunter Biden. I don't know what's new to say about him. At number 9, Bad Vlad, Puke and Putin. I love putting those together. At number 8, Ron DeSantis. Number 7 is Mike Pence. Alan Weisselberg is number 6. Rudy Giuliani is in the 5th position on the list. Merrick Garland, boy, is he getting a lot of attention. Number 4 because of the raid on Trump, et cetera, et cetera. Joe Biden is 3, interestingly enough, this week. And sort of Liz Cheney and Donald Trump are tied for the number 1 position. Liz could be in 2 and Donald could be in 1 or the other way around. But those are the people being most discussed in connection with the stories that have been most discussed, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. Again, these can be found at talkers.com, the lists every week, and gooddayshow.com. Before we leave number 2, I thought it would be important for a moment to talk about the former chief financial officer of the Trump Organization who pled guilty this week to multiple charges of tax fraud stemming from his time with the company. So people are going to automatically assess Trump himself for this problem. And you can say he didn't know what was going on. I think the boss, no matter how you look at any other thing that's going on with Trump, the boss is the boss. And in this circumstance, whether he really did know what was going on or he didn't, he can't claim not having responsibility because it's his company. It's got his name on it. So I don't know where all of that goes. Is that going to be part of what keeps Trump from being elected the next president? He's not charged personally in the case at all.
I don't know that that can stop him from running.
No, I mean, it can't.
You know, it can allow people to decide whether or not they want to vote for him, certainly, but
right.
It doesn't disqualify somebody. And I also think it's really important to note, I just had Paul Manafort on my local program, and say what you will about Paul Manafort, and I say the opinion is still out on him, but when you hear his story about how he was treated when he was in prison, it's very clear that something's going on within our government and people who find themselves associated to Donald Trump. And
absolutely. I wouldn't argue that at all. Nope,
this guy,
I mean,
Paul Manafort, again, say what you will about him, he was put in solitary for months, so much so he became diabetic and ended up wheelchair ridden after his treatment in prison. And for what? Why would they do that to him and not everybody else? I just don't.
So let me ask you this, Jennifer, to move to what the judge this week, supposedly they're thinking about releasing some of the sealed material.
They should.
That came from Trump's, from the Mar-a-Lago residence. I'd like to know what's in there. What are we talking about here?
Well, why not? I mean, if you have a clear reason and there was a clear threat to go into his home and get whatever you were looking for and pull it out, let's have some transparency. Trump wants it. He's not asking for protection. He says unredacted he wants the documents. And I think what you'll see are probably documents that will be released to try to look like they're transparent, but they'll be heavily redacted. And you won't be able to get anything from them.
Number one, Liz Cheney says she'll make a decision in the next month or so about running for president. She says, I'll be doing whatever it takes to keep Trump from being in the Oval Office again. So she didn't win.
Because you know what happens
when
you lose a congressional race in Wyoming? You're clearly the front runner to win for the presidency.
Well, I bet you know, there are a lot of people who have come from nowhere. To look at Bill Clinton, literally came from nowhere. He was governor of Georgia, but who knew that?
She won for governor. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, Liz Cheney got shellacked.
Well, but she won 3 times before. She's been there for 3 terms. And she won handily each one of those times before she came out. This must have been, I mean, she's not suicidal. She must have thought about what the ramifications are going to be for her position.
Oh, no, I think she's absolutely delusional. I think she thinks that she's going to make a lot of money writing a book, and she might. She's going to make a lot of money going
to become
a pundit on MSNBC.
How do you know that, Jennifer? It's all speculation. You haven't talked to her. You don't know.
No, but I think, look, you asked me.
Yeah.
You asked me a question. I'm telling you what I think.
I did ask you a question. That's true. Yeah.
So this is my answer about what I think. And then I think that maybe she doesn't think she can be president, but that she'd run as a third-party candidate and try to be a spoiler for Trump. But the people who have spoiled for Republican candidates in the past have had a cult following. Think of, like, Ross Perot, or even a Ron Paul has some sort of cult following. And I just don't know that Liz Cheney has that. Democrats say they like her, but they're not going to vote for her over Sanders or AOC, and Republicans
are. Yeah, they are. Well, those people are being marginalized like you wouldn't believe by the mainstream Democrats. That's another story we don't have time to talk about. But those people are being marginalized like big time now, as it seems. All right, ladies, thank you for being here. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. A compilation of ideas from three very intelligent people. Well, maybe two. I'll not throw myself into that. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA. And Jay Kushner is here from the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I would like to set aside a few moments in the countdown for what's going on in Los Angeles. Mostly because Jennifer's here. She tells great stories. And they're so, the stories are so great because you can't make this stuff up. These people that run the California legislature, the governor of California, the mayors of these cities, and the crazy stuff that's going on in Los Angeles and San Francisco. They have, in San Francisco now, this past week, they set up places where people, and there were a lot of people in line to get the monkeypox vaccine, which because of those pictures, CNN and the New York Times want you to believe that the monkeypox is an epidemic. Because
coming for you.
Yeah, it's gonna get us all. The fact that number four this week on the countdown is a combo focus on COVID-19 and monkeypox. Do you realize how asinine it is to put monkeypox into the same category as COVID-19?
Yeah,
yet the news media is doing it?
It's because they want to operate by fear, because fear rules the day, right? And so if they can get you afraid of something, they can control you. I mean, I was pretty stunned. The COVID vaccine, in the COVID trials that were done by Pfizer, of all places, it was quietly released this week that 44% of the women that took part in those test trials of Pfizer had miscarriages if they were pregnant.
Ooh.
44%.
Ooh.
Do you think the mainstream media is talking about that?
Not at all. That's the first time I've heard it, and I pretty much scour the news every day. Repeat that, Jennifer, will you please?
So, of the pregnant women who took part in the Pfizer trial, 44%
of them... The Pfizer trial of the new...
Of the COVID vaccine.
Of the original COVID vaccine or the booster that they're now...
The one that was done last year. So it would have been probably the original...
The booster.
Yeah, or maybe the booster. That's right. 44% of them had miscarriages. And nobody thought that was a good idea to tell us. Look, that doesn't negate the fact that you can still sell a vaccine, but you got to give people the facts so they can make their own decision about what's appropriate for them.
Well, the question is, would you get the new vaccine that's coming out that may be a combo of the flu vaccine, whatever the flu is this year? But remember, COVID is kind of a flu. It's like it is a flu. It's just a different kind of the flu. Excuse me. And so here we have this confrontation again and this decision that we all have to make as to whether we want the shots or we don't want the shots. What does it do to us long term? Nobody knows. They can give you all kinds of shwarba about it, but you don't really know what's going to happen any more than anybody else. Any other drug that's been put on the market that was tested for a year or two before they put it on the market, you don't know what the outcome's going to be. Remember formaldehyde? Do you, either of the two of you, remember what went on with that? You probably don't remember that. Do you? Neither of you.
Formaldehyde?
Remember.
Like what?
No,
they
not
preserve?
It's TH.
Oh, no, huh?
Yeah. No.
It was if you look it up, it was a drug that was used for, in part, birth control, and it caused babies it didn't work, and the babies that were born had all kinds of things, double-headed. I mean, it was awful. But they put it through its trials, and it was able to be sold on the market.
Yeah.
And then they found out three, four years later what it really did. So maybe, am I guilty of doing the same thing, though, here? Am I scaring people just because I don't think
this... it's just take responsibility for yourself and learn and do what's right and then make your decision and move on. It's all you can do, I think, and that's it. But I will tell you one funny thing from California, because you like a funny story from California?
Yes.
Have you heard that the California State Legislature is going to sign into effect what's called a feather alert?
What? Okay, this is
gonna
be good.
I like the name.
Yeah, please go ahead.
The feather alert is just like the amber alert, except it's for missing indigenous people, aka Indians.
Feather alert, they get away with that in this political culture?
This is what makes me absolutely insane, is that just a month ago in California, they were taking out the term chief executive officer because they thought the word chief would be offensive to Indians, and now some dummy in Sacramento thinks that it's not racist to say we've got a feather alert on our hands, kids. Get the feather alert out.
Wow,
I mean, how ridiculous is that? I wish I was making it up, but I am not.
Yeah, no, wow. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the California report.
How?
Good, Jennifer. How? All right. How? Well, how do we run out of time so quickly? 59 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.